Flash flooding has been ripping through Middle Tennessee, trapping residents and leaving behind a trail of damage. As WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports, one neighborhood that got hit is still trying to turn the corner from previous floods.
Near North Nashville's Ewing Creek, Calvin Gooch is surveying the damage to his house with a contractor. Gooch heard the floodwater rising fast around 4 a.m. Fortunately, his house was largely protected, having been raised 5 feet above ground level just a few months ago.
Had our house not been lifted up, this would have been the same magnitude of 2010 and 2013.
Gooch says he's been struggling for 6 years to get the financial assistance he needs to make his home safe from floods. He counts himself fortunate this time around to have lost only some books and furniture he was storing in a shed during reconstruction. His car was soaked, but appears to be running. Residents here say they're frustrated more hasn't been done to deal with the cycle of floods, which seem to be coming more often. Mary Clark says she was awakened by the roar of the floodwater. Her home wasn't damaged, but she'd been up since wee hours talking with people who weren't so lucky.
These are my friends. These are my neighbors and my family and stuff here. I've been over here about 30-some years myself, and hey, it's rough.
Clark says the city needs to come up with some sort of plan to keep this area from flooding every time there's a heavy rain. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.